And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 10th of June, 2014. It's the birthday of Saul Bellow, born in Lachine, Quebec, 1913, parents immigrants from Russia. His father worked in a bakery. He delivered coal. He was a bootlegger as well. When Saul was 9 years old, the family moved to Chicago, which would become the setting of many of Bellow's novels. He went to Northwestern, studied anthropology and sociology, went to work for the Chicago branch of the WPA Writers Project. He was working on a novel called Reuben Whitfield, ended up abandoning that. Wrote a second novel, The Very Dark Trees, in 1942. He was working part-time for the Encyclopedia Britannica when his first novel came out in 1944, Dangling Man, which got good reviews. He went off, he served in the Marines, published a second novel, got a Guggenheim, moved to Paris, wrote the book that would make him famous, The Adventures of Augie March, 1953. He started writing the book in Paris, but Bellow said, "It was Chicago before the Depression that moved my imagination, not misty Paris with its cold statues and its streams of water running along the curbstones." Augie March begins, "I'm an American, Chicago born, Chicago, that somber city, and go at things as I have taught myself, freestyle, and will make the record in my own way. First to knock, first admitted, sometimes an innocent knock, sometimes a not so innocent, but a man's character is his fate," says Heraclitus, "and in the end, there isn't any way to disguise the nature of the knocks by acoustical work on the door or gloving the knuckles." It was on this day, 1881, Leo Tolstoy, at the age of 52, having written his two great novels, War and Peace and Anna Karenina, set off on a pilgrimage to the Optinopustin Monastery. He was famous, he was wealthy, had a big family, land, money. It all seemed empty to him. He had trouble sleeping, unable to write, contemplated suicide. So he took a walk in the woods, and he found God. He wrote, "At the thought of God, happy waves of life welled up inside me. Everything came alive, took on meaning." He renounced meat, sex, alcohol, fiction, tobacco, dressed like a peasant, wanted to give all of his money away, which made his wife, Sophia, very unhappy. Here's a poem for today by Carrie Fountain entitled Progress. When they paved the streets of Massilla, they dug a trench in front of our house, 4 feet wide, 3 feet deep, where the sidewalk would eventually go, and my father laid a steel plate across it so he could pull his car into the drive, come and go, which is what he did. And my brother spent the rest of that summer in the trench, under the plate, alone down there in the silt and shade, finding out what he was. I'd sit on the porch, pretending to read a book, while I watched those men from the city in their plain blue shirts or not, the knuckles of their work gloves thickly clotted with tar. They returned every morning, clean as the sun, with their bent black shovels and that drum of weeping tar. Every day they made a little progress. We were really getting somewhere. A road is the crudest faith in things to come." Progress, a poem by Carrie Fountain from her collection Burn Lake, published by Penguin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.